This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We will continue to work together to preserve the alliance that is the bedrock of our shared prosperity and security.
That's outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking at a joint news conference in London following her meeting with President Trump today. The president, citing this week's 75th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy, France, also saying that he thanks Britain for assistance in the fight against ISIS and the effort to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons. Trump also says of trade with the UK.
As the UK makes preparations to exit the European Union, the United States is committed to a phenomenal trade deal between the U.S. and the U.K.
Officials in northeast Missouri say Mississippi River flooding has breached 28 levees and closed nearly 380 roads. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Saying it's clear the special counsel found no collusion with Russia by the Trump administration. Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Panel, Senator Lindsey Graham, says it's time to investigate some other things, like how the whole Russia investigation began.
He decided not to bring a case against the president based on obstruction. To me, case closed. Let's look at Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, all these other people and see how we got into this mess to begin with.
Graham was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. The Virginia Beach Municipal Complex is open again today for the first time since an employee shot and killed 12 people there Friday. The exact building where the shooting occurred is still closed, though. Police still don't know the motive behind the attack by a city engineer who had resigned just a few hours earlier. California, the latest state to sue the maker of OxyContin, accusing it of contributing to the opioid crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A tragic end in the search for a Texas toddler. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
Remains found in Arkansas have been identified as those of a missing Houston four-year-old. The Harris County Medical Examiner confirming that Malia Davis's remains were in the trash bag found by a roadway in Fulton. They were discovered on Friday after an activist said he'd been able to get her stepfather, Darian Vence, to confess to killing her. Vence claimed last month that Davis was kidnapped. Vence's currently being held on tampering with evidence charges, but Houston police say he'll now be charged with murder. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New details emerging about the gunman who shoots and kills co-workers in Virginia Beach. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
The gunman in the shooting massacre that left 12 people dead and others injured in a Virginia Beach city building where he worked had submitted his letter of resignation hours before the shooting. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hatchin says that despite him being in good standing.
He notified his chain of command that morning.
The morning, Friday?
Yes.
And he was notified by email?
My understanding is he did that via email.
He was not forced to resign?
Negative.
Was the resignation over a position that he was applying for and did not get?
Not to my knowledge.
He had worked as an engineer for the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor. We're talking no baloney, the one and only, James Herson. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Maybe a little baloney, but just on my sandwich.
Okay. Every once in a while, not bad. Hey, real quick here, before we get into Disney's wokeness, I wanted to get your word, maybe not necessarily the final word. Mueller says, hey, here's my final word. I'm going to let the 448 pages stand. That's my testimony. And then he goes on to augment something and put a little twist on what Bill Barr presented to everybody earlier, which supposedly he agreed to in front of even Rod Rosenstein, who was in charge from, you know, the Attorney General's point of view. He was in charge of the special counsel, and he was there. It was from Mueller's lips to Rosenstein's ears and all the other attorneys that were there in the room on that conference call when Bill Barr asked him directly after he said that he had some problems with the summary. And it seemed to be the only problem he had was the way the media was interpreting it, not what Bill Barr had to say. In fact, asked him three different times, are you sure? I mean, the Office of Legal Counsel, that guidance that says you cannot and should not indict a sitting president, you know, he said, did that have anything? Nope, that has nothing to do with it. But yet he comes back when his first and only, the way he wants it to be, his only press conference, which was really interesting. I don't know what you call a press conference without anybody being able to ask questions. He drops a bomb on everybody and says, no, if I didn't have the OLC to trip over, we would have indicted Trump.
Well, yeah, he definitely strongly suggested that, and he contradicted not just the statements of William Barr, the Attorney General, but William Barr's testimony, sworn testimony. William Barr said that Mueller on three occasions, three times, that Mueller said that those guidelines of the Office of Legal Counsel were not the reason that he didn't come to a conclusion on obstruction. By the way, he clearly, in the context of his report, said those had nothing to do with his decision on the issue of collusion. Collusion, there's no evidence. Mm-hmm. So he had to drop that charge. Obstruction, there's obviously no evidence of obstruction either, but it appears. Now, this is speculation on my part, but I find it very curious that, first of all, William Barr violated his own standards because, as you pointed out, he said, I want my report to speak for itself.
Mueller violated.
Robert Mueller violated his own standards. I want my report to speak for itself. And then he comes out and does a speech. And after letting the press know that he's going to do it, essentially like a press conference, which violates his own standard. Then he gives an incoherent speech contradicting the Attorney General, and an unethical speech as well, because the kind of commentary that he did is unethical for a prosecutor. He harmed his reputation. He set up a possible date of testimony in front of the Senate that the Republicans control. Lindsey Graham may haul his butt in there.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, Jerry Nadler, who wants to subpoena everything and everyone,
including the ham sandwich, by the way.
Right. And hold people in contempt. He's changed his mind about Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to bring him back. Now, is it possible that Jerry Nadler made a deal with Mueller and this was part of the deal? Mueller looked awfully uncomfortable.
Yes, he did.
Stammering and stuttering. He was feeble. And he harmed himself greatly. As a matter of fact, Joe DeGeneva has said that Mueller should be disbarred. Now, I think Joe is talking not just only about this speech, which was disgraceful, but about Volume 2 of the report. Because, again, you know, I have said on your show before, Volume 2 of the Mueller report reads like a gossip column. It does not read like it's written with any kind of disciplined legal analysis. It's really embarrassing. And any attorney who is looking at it objectively, not with partisan view, but objectively, would say there is nothing prosecutable in that second volume. It's just basic noise. And a lot of it is not based on the thing that makes the legal system work. It's
right.
called evidence.
Right.
And if you don't have evidence, you don't have a case. The burden of proof, very important concept. The burden of proof is on the prosecutor. That's why on the other side of that burden is a presumption. And the presumption is innocence. Robert Mueller changed that. He changed it to a presumption of not guilty.
Right.
In other words, you have to prove that you're not guilty. You have to prove that you're innocent. It is, you know. And
talk
so,
about passing the buck here, James.
But, you know, Mueller right. would be disgraced.
Well, that's the thing. Well, how is he able to get away with this, James? Because every prosecutor, former prosecutor I've spoken with, legal analysts such as yourself, you all agree that what Mueller did was abhorrible. I mean, in terms of the basic rules, the fundamental rules of a special prosecutor, what they're supposed to do, he obliterated those rules, and yet he's able to get away with it. He gets cover from the mainstream media, which we know was going to happen. But even the Democrats, I mean, what are they setting themselves up for?
Well, they're setting themselves up for heartache, because the real crimes, the crimes about how this investigation started, are going to be uncovered. There's no question about it. And look, add to Mueller's loss of a decent reputation, a story that just broke all over the internet, and the story compares this quote of John Dowd, one of the president's attorneys. It compares what Mueller put in his report to a recently judge-ordered transcript. And if you compare the two, it looks clearly that somebody in Mueller's team took out, edited out exculpatory material. What we call
who's famous for doing that, James? Who do we know that's famous that's been called on the carpet more than once? Could it be a guy with initials A.W. possibly?
Yes, a wise guy.
Yes.
And look, the fact is that what we call that in the legal profession is fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And so, at this investigation of the investigator may just include Robert Mueller, and that would be highly significant.
Well, what he did to this country in casting doubt and added confusion and basically dog whistling the Democrats, Nadler, Schiff, et al., to impeach the president is disgusting. I mean, if anything is a self-made crisis, it has been what the Democrats, Barack Obama, and the entire party and the impeach conspirators have done to this country. They have really messed things up. Instead of us being about the people's business, now you got the president president still dealing with this shadow that's been cast upon him ever since election night.
No, you make a great point. It's not just dereliction of duty. It is a lack of moral fiber.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
What you made me do, somebody new.
Back with you, America. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor, continues. James, sorry I had to cut you off here. We ran out of time in this first segment, but I want you to pick up your analysis regarding, what Mueller, what Bob Mueller has done to this country in terms of putting it in a position of chaos and just adding to the confusion. You know, you think about it. We spent $35 million for this confusion?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's not just the money. If we look at what Robert Mueller did for those 2 years with those 19 Trump-hating lawyers, 2,900 subpoenas, and the 500 witnesses, and like you said, $35 million, most reasonable observers believe that Robert Mueller knew that he had no case a long time ago.
Right.
And for him to perpetuate this cloud over the nation, this distrust of the executive branch, it created danger in this world. And I believe that Mueller, working with the Democrats, is still exaggerating this so-called Russian meddling. What Russia did in terms of buying Facebook ads and putting out some material on the Internet pales in comparison with what our own Justice Department and intelligence communities did in terms of surveillance of the president, leaking illegally to the news media and creating a crisis in our relationship with a major superpower, the Russians.
James, not to mention the DNC. From Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, their irreverence to secured information, the way they handled their own emails.
You're talking about gross negligence?
Gross negligence, yes, gross negligence.
Yeah. Oh, it's clearly gross negligence.
I mean,
what was his password? His password was like password.
Or his password was password. That was John Podesta.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and what phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, is, and everybody who has email has experienced this, it's a phony email that tries to get you to click on a link or a document that breaks into your computer. Well, someone in the DNC did that. That's in Mueller's report as well.
Right.
But the fact is, to try to take that and conflate it into this big issue that they've done on the left and in the media is irresponsible. And like I said, it threatens national security. Whether we like Putin or hate Putin, Putin's in charge of a country that has a large nuclear arsenal, has a formidable military, and is an economic power. And it is in the best interest of the United States to have a strategic relationship with Russia, just like it's in our best interest to have a strategic relationship with any enemy.
Exactly.
And so to constantly drumbeat Russia with all these pejoratives just because it's a political wedge issue for these people that hate Trump harms our nation.
Without
and
a doubt.
So Mueller's a part of that. And, of course, Nadler, Cummings, and Schiff, the Democratic Party today, continues to undermine our nation that way. You know, we have a trade agreement, a brand new trade agreement with Canada, Mexico, and the United States that would really help our economy that Congress should pass as soon as possible.
Exactly.
But instead, what they're doing is adamant about this circus, inspection circus. And it's embarrassing.
It's not even reasonable, James, as you say. Reasonable people have figured this out. They see what the Democrats are doing, what Nadler and, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, swore he had all the goods 2 years ago on Trump. Boy, he was going to be perp walking him, and he was just all excited about it. Well, 2 years later, you got bupkis. There's nothing here. And you got, 40 Democrats, supposedly, that want to go down the road to impeachment. Well, go ahead and bring it on. You might as well, put up or shut up, and let's get on with this stuff because, you guys are fundraising off of this stuff. It's a joke. There's really no basis that, the Mueller report puts to it. But the thing to consider here, James, is, like you said, the difference between that meeting, that telephone, that conference call, when Mueller had approved what Bill Barr was going to put out, that four-page report, and then a subsequent phone call saying he was bothered by the media's interpretation of it, and it was clear some rules were discussed, especially with the Office of Legal Counsel, that element there,
and then he backs up on and changes it. So what kind of heat did Bob Mueller undergo with the deep state that caused him to come back and contradict what Bill Barr had reported, that Bill Barr clearly said that Bob Mueller had given his stamp of approval on?
No, exactly. And that's where I say the coincidence that Jerry Nadler all of a sudden doesn't care that Mueller testifies is an indicator that some kind of deal was struck.
And well, Lindsey Graham needs to get him up in front of the Senate, and let's find out what's going on. We got to set that aside for a second because I did want to get your read on what's going on with Disney. I mean, is Disney's CEO decided to abandon a key tenant of that property? You know, the family friendliness and the family centricness of Disneyland, you know, for other riches. What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a true irony. Here's a company that was founded that created Mickey Mouse, that created these lovable characters, and started as a company for kids, for children, and that their CEO, Bob Iger, the most powerful man in the entertainment business, decides to let America know where he stands on the culture war and on the issue of life, and he stands against the country. Mm-hmm. And he stands against most of his customers. And this is the stupidest move that this man has ever made. He's made a lot of good moves. Disney really has violated antitrust and controls about 40% of the entertainment market. But, you know, so what he did is he said, well, we're evaluating whether we should continue our production activities in the state of Georgia because Georgia passed the Heartgate Law. A perfectly reasonable law that says, hey, let's define life the same way we define death. If we say people die when their heart stops, maybe we ought to say that people live when we can hear
They're
a
alive
heartbeat.
As soon as they hear a heartbeat. Why not? Exactly.
So in any case, all the other companies, they heard Disney jumped on right after Netflix had. So we have a whole host of companies, you know, Sony, Time Warner, a bunch of them. Jumping on it, saying they're reevaluating Georgia and all this.
How would you like to own Disney stock now?
You know, I think there's a lot of people who are going to question whether they should give money to Disney-created fair. Now, that includes a lot of real popular things, like the Marvel Comics movies, the Star Wars movies. But here's this guy saying, well, I don't want to go to Georgia because they're really hard on women. And they're doing business in China.
Right.
They're talking about putting a theme park in Saudi Arabia. Well, women aren't treated too well in those two places.
Right.
And it's the same thing with the other Hollywood companies. So they're hypocrites. And the answer to why they're doing it, it has to do with that strange air in Hollywood where it's almost a unanimous view in Hollywood. You breathe the air. Liberalism is in the air. And you combine that left thinking with the hatred that they have, which is irrational hatred for Trump. And what you have is people going crazy. They either start yelling or they do what Alyssa Milano suggested that will solve the problem of, now we have like five states that have passed these laws. And she says, well, women should stop having intimate relations with their men.
Maybe they'll stop having babies. Then they don't have to worry about any abortion then, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, so I guess she's preaching abstinence.
Yes.
But in any case, you know, they really go crazy. I don't expect a CEO of one of the biggest corporations in the world, Bob Iger, to lose it like this. But lose it he did.
Wow.
And because he lives and works in this strange community of greater Hollywood. The irony is, here he is talking about Georgia when he's opening up the Star Wars, the new Star Wars section of Disneyland. He's in Disneyland in Orange County.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or expertise in owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We will continue to work together to preserve the alliance that is the bedrock of our shared prosperity and security.
That's outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking at a joint news conference in London following her meeting with President Trump today. The president, citing this week's 75th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy, France, also saying that he thanks Britain for assistance in the fight against ISIS and the effort to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons. Trump also says of trade with the UK.
As the UK makes preparations to exit the European Union, the United States is committed to a phenomenal trade deal between the U.S. and the U.K.
Officials in northeast Missouri say Mississippi River flooding has breached 28 levees and closed nearly 380 roads. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
We go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather.
Yeah. Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
It's true, I'm a sucker for you.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, between balancing a full-time job and full-time family responsibilities, squeezing going back to school into an already busy schedule can often seem impossible. Now, a new survey by University of Phoenix found that nearly 7 in 10 U.S. working adults say they would like to continue their education. The vast majority, 90%, even feel that higher education is helpful in providing a better life for their families. But when asked what the number one reason preventing them from pursuing higher education was, 70% said time. Well, Dr. John Woods, the Chief Academic Officer and Provost at the University of Phoenix, is here to break it all down and help us with our planning. Dr. Woods, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you here to talk about this. And I hear that often, too, Dr. Woods. A lot of people want to get back to school, but, you know, time is the number one issue, right?
Yeah. Working busy adults are struggling at times to try and figure out how to balance that idea that they could go back to school. How can they make it even impossible become possible? Mm-hmm. And as you said, they've got families, they've got jobs, and just the idea that they would go back to the classroom even though they want to, they oftentimes can't quite figure out how to make that happen.
Exactly. Well, the University of Phoenix has had an excellent background and lots of experience in dealing with people coming back to school. So what are some of the tips overcoming these obstacles?
Sure. Thanks for asking. We advocate that students try and do a lot of calendaring, a lot of planning, so that they can make sure that they've carved out appropriate amounts of time to get their work done. If they don't plan ahead, then sometimes it just won't happen. And then in addition to those larger blocks of time to get their larger assignments done, maybe the lengthier assignments like essays or papers, we suggest that they use small bites of time throughout the week maybe to do the readings that will help them write those assignments when they get to them.
Mm-hmm.
And another suggestion we make is for them to make sure they also calendar time to reward themselves or celebrate along the way when they finish a big assignment. It helps them to keep a nice balance in their life if they do something fun with family or friends, again, as a way of rewarding themselves for getting something done.
I got to tell you, calendaring time is really important. That saved me so much, Dr. Woods, because, it's an appointment. You said it just like any other appointment, that if you were having an appointment, you wouldn't allow anything to come against it. It really becomes protected time. Initially, it might take some people a little bit of a challenge because, they're not used to doing that. But once you get through the process and you realize the success of it, it's a little bit easier the next time around, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's another factor, too, which is in the same survey that you mentioned, almost half students said that they would consider attending an online university, 49%. And as relates to calendaring, you free up a lot of time in the calendar when you're not commuting back and forth to school, when you can do it from your home or from your office. And that's really what online enables you to do. So that can make the calendaring aspect even easier.
Yeah, without a doubt. That time that you would spend in commuting, now you're spending in front of the computer going to school, right?
And the University of Phoenix has offered online programs, as you said, for a long time. And these can be a great way that a working adult who's really busy and trying to figure out how to make all this happen could be an option for some of them.
Now, what are you finding out experience-wise, how people are finding a program that fits their lifestyle?
Yeah, finding a program that's going to be kind of appropriate and fitting your lifestyle can be challenging. And as I said, online can be a fit. Traditional universities sometimes require you to show up on campus and do that commuting, which can be tough to schedule. And so students can go to our website and explore programs that might help them advance their careers and at the same time be offered flexibly. As you said, we've been doing this a long time. Students typically take one class at a time. That's the design of our programs most typically. It allows them to focus on just one subject as opposed to two, three, or four, which can be pretty overwhelming.
Exactly.
And that in combination with studying online and a lot of team learning happens in our programs. And so the design is very intentional that it fits into a working adult's life and can really help them advance their careers.
Well, excellent. Well, Dr. John Woods is with us, Chief Academic Officer and Provost at the University of Phoenix. Also going to talk about the University of Phoenix's original children's book, A Dragon Who Learned to Fly. Dr. Woods, tell us about this.
Yeah, we wrote this book really as a dedication to the majority of our students who are working adults, and they're doing exactly what we just talked about, which is balancing. Sometimes it's caregiving for children. Sometimes it's even caregiving for a parent, an elderly parent. But they're busy and they're juggling work and family and school and all kinds of other things in their lives. And the book's a dedication that we wrote, to our students. The book is available as a free digital download on our website. It's the University of Phoenix, Y Phoenix. So it's phoenix.edu, Y-Phoenix. And people can download the book. It's a really good little children's story, but it's also a metaphor for really, really busy working adults that we wrote really as a dedication to them.
Well, that's excellent. Well, as we've been talking, going back to school as a working parent, boy, you got your hands full. There's no doubt about it. And not surprised that the number one answer, number one problem is the issue of time. And this is why we appreciate Dr. John Woods, who's the Chief Academic Officer and Provost at the University of Phoenix, being with us. What else did you find, from this survey, John, that was interesting about a working parent trying to get back to school again?
52% said that they would appreciate flexible scheduling that could work around work and family, and 48% talked about the fact that they would likely need financial support. Fitting into that, we have a tuition guarantee where a student's tuition will not change from the time they start their program to whenever they finish.
Wow.
which is significant because a lot of students will go part-time, and it might take them 3, 4, 5 years going part-time, and knowing that your tuition is going to be the same for that length of time is pretty rare, and it's a great assurance for them.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that we need to be aware of here before we wrap things up here, John?
No, I think that's it. I do encourage people to go to phoenix.edu. Why Phoenix? It'll explain some of the differentiators about the university, and as well at the bottom of that page, they can download that that free children's book, especially if they've got little ones. We think they'd enjoy that.
Well, John, we appreciate all the help, great advice, and excellent information from the survey. Dr. John Woods has been with us. He serves as the university's chief academic officer and provost at the University of Phoenix. Again, where can they go for more information, John?
It's phoenix.edu, y-phoenix.
And elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is the music of our next two guests who are coming up, Phil Kagi and Rex Paulschnelli. Listen to this.
Just the other day, tears running down her face. I don't know where she's from, but the look in her eyes says she's dreaming of a better place. Love is gonna find a way. You told us what really matters, and what's in your heart to love the least of these to judgment day. Let me hear you say, oh, no, love
the initial cut off their brand new album, Illumination, comes to you from Phil Kagi and Rex Paul, a legendary gospel music hall of famer and guitar virtuoso, joined forces with the multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and producer for this incredibly transcendent rock album, Illumination, which is out today from Strobe Records. Phil and Rex, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey,
Phil. Hey, last time, Phil, you and I talked, you were jamming with Paul McCartney.
When?
The last time we talked in Nashville, Tennessee, you shared with me the story about giving Paul McCartney a guitar and you were jamming with him. I mean, kind of incredible.
Kind of a name dropper.
Well, I'm sorry. I wanted to bring it into context because Rex may not have known that you and I have talked before, and so and especially one of the songs in Illumination. I mean, it's like you channeled Paul McCartney with one of them. It really, when I heard the lick before I even heard that, I go, wow, I wonder what happened if you brought that from the bedroom of where they were jamming together.
That's funny. When I said name dropper, I was referring to myself because I'm the one that brought it up. So, who can deny it that, Paul's a great talent, all through the years. When we're young and impressionable, I really took to the sound of his voice, and I think that's what happened. And it's not like I really sound like him, but I guess there are moments where there's a slight resemblance, but not a real radical one,
Well, Rex, give us your side of the story, how you and Phil thought about Illumination and putting this together. I mean, your talents, both of you, boy, they stand alone, and to be able to, bring your gifts together
to bring to us illumination is really a blessing.
Oh, well, thanks, Bill. Yeah, it grew out of our friendship, actually, and we had worked together, and we really were excited about the music we had made, and so we got together, and it really kicked off. Phil brought out a recording of a 1971 chorus, about 20 seconds, mm-hmm. and we were just kind of ruminating on what we wanted to do, and when he played that, it was like, oh, that's it.
Wow.
And so it just burned from there, and the energy was just like, the floodgates opened, so...
Phil, isn't that amazing? I mean, it's so typical of artists is that you have parts and pieces, things, a lick, a sound that's just been there, and it just kind of, it sits in the background, and as Rex says, it comes out, and you ruminate on it when God wants it out, right?
Yeah, we're hoping that God's involved in it because, we really do want to please Him with our lives and our music and be a blessing to other people, bring some hope and joy and some good news to them. And that particular song, which is called I Believe, mm-hmm. I don't even know if that was the original title. I had the chorus on tape and then a bit of the chords that go into what would be the verses. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't remember what the verses I had written back then. So Rex and I, we wrote verses together, and then we collaborated on, I think, four other pieces, right, Rex?
Yeah, we created from that ground up and pulled out the Bibles and Oswald Chambers and just sat in your studio and bounced stuff back and forth. Yeah, it was awesome.
And the thing is, this album is so unique to me because, and to my catalog, because there are a lot of people who said, I just wish Phil would rock a bit more. I wish he'd get a band behind him that really is not only a rock thing or progressive, but has sort of a sense of relatedness to other people, like people who enjoy pop music. That's something that you can really tap your foot to, sing along with, not just all about guitar jamming and stuff like that, and I've done a lot of jam-type recordings, and then I've done the extreme opposite, which is, more pretty acoustic stuff.
Rex, what do you think the listeners are going to be surprised by? I mean, as Phil is saying, you've rocked it up a little bit, mm-hmm. And of course, both of you, the musician quality and Phil's guitar ability, legendary, and like as if you're not a slouch. I mean, my goodness, you've been involved in over 3,000 recordings. I mean, you've had a stellar background as well. So having the brilliance and the talents of both of you together and also to have that chemistry. I mean, because sometimes you can have people that are brilliant, but they just don't blend. But you can feel in illumination this chemistry that is with you two.
Yeah, that was, it's something we didn't really concentrate on and we didn't really think about. But when it happened, it was almost like, man, that solo was a conversation. We didn't plan it. We would just play and it came out that way. And what I wanted listeners to really come away with, I think for me, those big records where you would listen to them and you would go, what is that? Right. I think about Boston and Yes, 90125 and, even Beatles records, just those records where you listen, you just go, oh my, everything came together. Right. That's what I wanted to happen. But I also wanted, obviously God's spirit and his truth to actually show up and have an abiding presence to where there would be that supernatural element to where you remember where you were when you heard that song and what God impressed on your heart when you heard that song. That's what I was really wanting to happen. So,
Phil, you say it's a triple shot of espresso. Is that because of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Trinity here? Is that what that's about?
No, I didn't actually think of that, the Trinity.
But you could go with that.
You could? Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, Rex got it.
Yeah, Bill, you did it.
It's just more power punch,
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking in terms of just musicality. Rex is a great drummer. He's a great bass player. And, he is the rhythm section mm-hmm. to our guitars. And he also plays keys and... He also sings fantastic, and he harmonizes amazingly. And then he mixes, and here's something that the folks might find interesting.
all his vocals and all his guitar work was done in his studio, and all of my vocals and all of my guitar work was done in my studio.
Wow.
And so we both have these respective small studios, just work rooms, basically. And, you know, so there wasn't the pressure of being in an outside studio and the red light goes on and you've got this just this amount of time to accomplish
exactly.
something.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to do it under the influence of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And we took our time, we laughed, we smiled, we shared stories, we collaborated on lyrics. And we were sensitive to each other's guitar abilities as well. But the thing is also, I stood at my microphone and Rex produced my vocals, and he really brought the best out of me, you know. And I think one of the things that may surprise some listeners is that, you know, I'm two more years, I'll be 70 years old, and it sounds like a couple young guys playing and having a great time, you know. It doesn't sound like we're the ages we are, although Rex is considerably younger than me. What are you doing, Rex?
I'm 54, and,
still
and, you know, there's another element that, you know, Phil and I do a lot of work in our studios, respectively, so there was a comfort level, I think, that we, you know, we weren't fighting technology. We both kind of are comfortable in our places,
right.
And I think we both knew what each other was capable of, and we both kind of felt comfortable that we were going to be able to get that. And, you know, when it started to kind of flow that way, we were excited, and that's why we're still excited about, you know, the project and how it sounds.
Well, this really sounds that much more unique, you know, when I consider, you know, as I mentioned earlier, this chemistry that is there, and here you're telling me that you recorded each of your elements in your own home studios. That's amazing how that transcended. But of course, you know, Rex, you're there, you know, you're in control of the levers and you're listening what Phil's doing right at the moment. So, boy, this was quite the collaboration, right, Phil?
Oh, yeah, it really was. And you know, we don't know if this is the album for the times that we live in, because music has changed so much. Christian music, I think, has changed quite a bit. And in a way, this album would have been probably quite celebrated in the 80s or the early 90s, you know.
But yeah.
We didn't do it to fit in, you know, in any place. You know, we actually didn't make this album deliberately so that somebody would find it appealing. Like my last album was called All at Once.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple producers involved on that album, and they just were certain that everyone was going to just love it. But
yeah.
It kind of like completely fell by the wayside, you know.
Right.
And it just wasn't embraced. It didn't fit anybody's wheelhouse, as they say.
Right.
So
exactly.
We didn't set out to fit anyone's wheelhouse. We just did it for us, you know, so to have a good time.
Well, thanks for the gift. I want you to know that now, as we're heading to the exit, we are listening to Cut 11, Day of the Lord. Rex Paul, Phil Keggy, a blessing always. Thank you so much.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS